Yes. Good morning for episode 64 of Coffee with the Coder. And Paula just mentioned the regular spring sale. Everything in the library on the on-demand courses are $99 or less. So that is our spring sale, which means, and that includes the new webinars. So there's another one going to be posted in the next day or two that we'll do later on this week. And you can get that one for $99 instead of the full price, which is $225. So, and I do want to mention right quick before I start sending you questions that we do an insider portion where Paula does some training and talks about some fascinating things that are helpful in this industry. And it starts at 10 o'clock. So the regular call starts at 10:10. If you want to be an insider, there's a couple things you can do. One is you can dial in early and you can hear that part live. The other is if you want to join our private Facebook page, there's a couple questions to answer and you go and request it and blah, blah, blah. You can reach out to me from aq-iq.com. My phone number is on the page and I'll help you walk through it if that's interesting to you. And if you are an insider and you hear the insider portion, you want to take advantage of the insider sale, be sure and remind me when you reach out that you are an insider, and I will make that happen for you. So anything else I need to mention before I give you a question, Paul?
No, I don't think so. I think we got it.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Well, then let's get started because one of these is going to be pretty involved. This first one is from our friend Carrie, who asks us questions from now and then, and we appreciate that, Carrie. I'm begging for more questions from lots of the audience. This is a pro-fee situation, and she says if you're seeing a patient who has cancer, the patient is getting chemo but not by this provider and not at this visit, how do you report that? She says we're looking at Z, like zebra, 51.11, encounter for chemo, and Z, like zebra, 92.21, personal history of chemo, but we don't feel that either one of these is totally accurate. What would be the best way for us to report this? Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Carrie. Yeah, we looked at these codes that you mentioned, and we looked at a third code. So I'm going to talk about the code you mentioned, and then I'm going to go talk about the third code. So Z51.11 is for encounter for chemo, but you indicated that the patient is not getting chemo in this current visit, and our doctor who is seeing the patient this time is not the oncologist who is performing the service. So it really wouldn't be appropriate to report that code that the patient was here for chemo, basically. Z92.21 is personal history, and to me, when I'm reading personal history, it really indicates that it's a resolve. It's not saying status of chemotherapy. It's saying the person has a personal history of chemotherapy. And we looked at the code definition to see if it provided, you know, information that maybe you report this code for both current use and historical, but there was no such directive. So we started digging down, okay, so what can we report for this situation? And the answer came with Z79.899. That is more appropriate to the current status. Now, Z79.899 is other current use of long-term drug, basically. And the cancer would also need to be reported as well. Now, of course, if we go back to ICD-10 guidelines, if the cancer or the chemotherapy have no bearing on the current visit, and that may be difficult to determine in the documentation, so you may want to report it, but if they have no bearing, they really don't need to be reported according to our guidelines. And if the reason for the visit is associated to the chemotherapy, that is also going to be reported differently. So our vote is Z79.899, which is other long-term use of drugs for the chemotherapy, the current use of chemotherapy.
Thank you. Thank you. It's fun to listen to you go down all those different places that you have to go to come up with the answers. I really enjoy that. Now, I've got another question. I think this one's going to be a little bit more involved. This is from Mary, and it's involving emergency department services. She says, if a patient has an infusion of Flagyl for an hour, the patient has 3 IV pushes of morphine, 1 IV push of Zofran, all through the same access site in the emergency room. We try to bill that. We put 96365 times 1 and 96374 times 4, but our software gives an edit and says these cannot be billed together. What is the correct way to report this?
Okay, yeah, this is a very long, involved question. So let me go ahead and say that because of this question, we're going to give everybody on the call today. Now, if you're an insider, you already got your insider scoop, and you get this course for $20. But for the listeners today, you can get it for $30. And again, Pam told you how to be an insider. So let me go down the path of answering this question. Thanks also, Mary, for identifying the provider type, as facilities report injections and infusions differently than the physician offices. So it's very important to say that, because if any of you are on the call from physician office, you're going to report it differently than the answer right now. For this scenario performed in a facility, the initial service is determined based on a hierarchy, with infusions being the highest, followed by IV pushes, and then hydration. And the hierarchy says you're going to report this one first, this one second, and this one third, always, depending on what is actually performed. CPT codes include initial infusions, which is CPT 96365, and initial IV pushes, 96374, and initial hydrations, 96360. CPT also includes codes for subsequent infusions, 96366, subsequent IV pushes, 96375, and subsequent hydrations, 96361, and that subsequent time of hydrations and infusions. Services are reported per access site, meaning a stick in the skin and everything going through one line in that stick in the skin. You know, if I have one access site, you report only one initial code. And all other services performed, it doesn't matter, you know, that it's something different, will be reported as subsequent. So you could have an initial infusion and a subsequent IV push. So let me give you some examples. Again, if the provider performs an IV push and hydration, the push is primary. It's the initial. It gets to be the initial because it's first in the hierarchy. When an infusion and a push and hydration are performed, similar to your scenario, the initial is the infusion, the 96365, and the push and the hydration are subsequent, reported with the subsequent codes, the 96375 and the 96361 based on time. As in your scenario, that's how that happened. Now, there's a little bit more detail. Before we complete the answer, I have to remind you of another rule. IV pushes have codes for initial, 96374, subsequent of a different drug or substance, 96375, and only in the facility setting we have a third code for an IV push of the same med performed in, you know, higher than 30-minute increments, and this code is 96376. It is not billed in a physician office. It's only billed in a facility setting. And it is only reported if the same substance is pushed in greater than 30-minute increments from the last push. So you see it starts to get a little bit more challenging. Your scenario doesn't confirm administration times. So for the responses, I am going to presume the multiple morphine injections were performed at least 30 minutes apart. If they weren't, you're only going to report the first one, right? So the answer would be 96365 for the infusion of Flagyl. That's an initial IV infusion. 96375 for the subsequent service in the same access site for the first morphine push. Remember, if there's a new access site, you're going to be able to report this as a new initial. But right now, we're going to the same access site. 96376 for the second and third morphine pushes, because the same substance reported in the facility, and we're going to presume it's more than 30 minutes apart each IV push. And 96375 for the Zofran push of the new med through the same access. So 96365, 96375 times 2, and 96376 times 2 if performed more than 30 minutes apart. That's how you would code the scenario. The answer is, again, for facility billing only, and if services are performed through a different access site, each site will have an initial service reported with everything else performed through that access subsequent. So you see how documentation of these individual injections and infusions and times and access locations is so important. When you have multiple access sites, the second, third, whatever access sites, all of the services performed through those access sites will be appended with modifier 59 to say separate site. Your software is likely identifying that you reported multiple initial services without the modifier, since your question indicates an initial infusion and an initial push was billed. Now, you would not use the modifier, but different codes if they're different access sites, just like we just walked through. Now, one last rule I need to make sure you remember is infusions are billed only if they exceed 15 minutes, and subsequent infusion time must go 30 minutes into the next hour. Otherwise, they're reported, now that the subsequent infusions are not reported as a push, but initial infusions, if they don't go at least 15 minutes, you're reporting them as a push. Hydrations must be at least 31 minutes to report them, and IV pushes 15 minutes or less. Now, also, you would not bill for, or you would not report fluid that is used to administer a medication as a hydration, because that's just used, you know, it's kind of incidental. Now, if all this is confusing, I can't even say the word, we do have, again, training on injections and infusions, and for the people on this call, you're going to get it for $30. You have to mention it to Pam. She will tell you how to do that and get, and Pam, I don't know if you have a code for that or if you can tell them how to get that discount. And then also the insiders get it for $20, and Revenue Warriors and AQIQ subscribers get it free. You know who you are. Pam, you can tell them how to be an insider subscriber, but to become a Revenue Warrior, you have to join when membership opens, and it is currently closed.
Yes, it is. We do have, if you go on aq-it.com and look for the Revenue Warriors word across the blue bar, you can be on the waiting list for that, but it's closed right now. So when it opens, you'll get that opportunity. So yes, as I mentioned, to be an insider, two things. You can just dial in at 10 o'clock and listen in live. I don't have to know who you are. You don't have to register or anything. Just dial in early. To be where you can hear the replay of the insider portion in case you missed something or you need to share that training with someone else and you want to play it on your phone so they can hear, you'll want to join the Facebook page for that. It's a private Facebook page called Coffee with Decoder, and there's a couple questions that you answer, and then we'll work on getting you in there. Then also, if you want to subscribe, you can. I'd love to talk to you about that, okay? So we can get your organization in, or if you're in a particular organization where that's just not going to work, there's even personal access available, and there's different caveats for three different levels that you could choose to participate. So that's pretty exciting. I think the only thing I have left right now is to mug someone. kind of funny. I always have to laugh when I say that. It just means I'm giving away an official Coffee with Decoder mug to someone who asked a non-anonymous question. So we have two of those non-anonymous people today. One is Carrie and one is Mary. And so I've been flipping their names where I can't see them on these pieces of paper in front of me on the desk. And so let's find out who's going to be our winner today. Mary, congratulations. You are our winner. Woohoo! Thank you for the question. Thank you all for attending. Please tell your friends, colleagues, and send us some more questions. We look forward to hearing you, seeing you on the next Coffee with Decoder, which is June 3rd. Happy Memorial Day.